Well, I'm sure many a brave soul stayed up on Thursday night to watch the Scottish referendum unfold. Our TV screens were full of images of county officials working throughout the night. But for some, of course, that's not a one-off experience, but rather a nightly reality. Liam Geraghty stayed up after his bedtime to meet some of Ireland's nocturnal workers.
Hi, I'm George. I work on the East Link Toll Bridge, nighttime supervisor.
For the last 13 years, you've been on night.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. I'm almost a vampire at this stage.
You all right, trees in there?
The foxes are... Every night, you'll see two, generally two, a male and a female. The first time I saw them, I was like, wow. But like now, it's just coming... Every single night you'll see a fox walk, and they've become so brazen, they walk right by the window, and if you stop and you whistle or whatever, they'll just kind of stop and look and just go on their way. The scrawny things, I never realised how skinny they were and scrawny.
I work it by rickshaw.
And do you like working at night time?
Yeah, it's good, but every time the guy is very drunk, it's fun, it's very cool.
My name is Annette. I'm one of the midwives in charge on the delivery suite. I shift from day to night. Most of us do it that way up on the delivery suite.
Which one do you prefer?
Days, absolutely. It's more normal. You feel like you're going to Australia and back when you're working nights.
And have any babies been delivered tonight?
We've had 5 babies since 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh my God.
And that's busy, and there's still another 5 ladies in labour up there at the moment.
Yeah, I busk almost every day, mostly at night, because I have English class every day. So I usually after my English class, and I just start like 7 and go all night long. Very good, yeah.
Is it a good way to make a bit of money?
Yeah, it's a good way because I love play guitar and I can practice, and at the moment I don't have job, so...
My name is John Dooley. I'm night manager here at O'Callaghan Montclair Hotel.
Do you have to be a certain kind of person to work at night?
Oh, definitely. I think you have to be cut out for it. We've had instances years ago where there was a night porter, he might be just starting off on nights, whatever, and he didn't have his break, and next of all, he'd be dozing off. He'd have to give me a kick or something, you know. But no, generally speaking, like, they're kept going. There's lots of stuff to be doing, so you're grand, like, you know.
But the amount of gigs I've missed because it falls on my shift, oh, it drives me mad.
Is there a favourite thing about working at night?
Yeah, no bosses. If you're listening, Garrett, no bosses.
Liam Geraghty reporting there. That's all we have time for this week. Marion is up next, but from us, many thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland. As Ireland's enterprise bank, we're lending to over 500 businesses and farmers every week.
And The Business, presented by Richard Curran, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.